Blog Talk Radio.
I have experienced grief in this world. This world was and is cursed by the presence of sin and darkness. God sent His only Son, His only begotten Son, into this world of night in order bring us the light of day through His person, through His presence, through His ministry. It is interesting that in the theologies of the West that there has been this attempt, this unspoken attempt to pin Jesus down as the Lilliputians pinned Gulliver down. It is believed in the West that if Jesus can be pinned down, and then we can have certain cognitive reactions to Him, then we have understood the person of Jesus. Then we can catalog the attributes of God. Then we can reduce God to man-made cognitive bits of information, then we believe that we understand the person of God. Paul Tillich said one thing that I always remember. He said that the scholar's God may not be God. And so, when it comes to grief, the concrete reality of grief, we note that the Word of God is there for us. When we face grief that is overwhelming, when we face grief that is beyond explanation, it is interesting that in Isaiah 53 we have these words. Beginning in verse 1. Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 1. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before Him like a tender shoot, like a root out of parched ground, is the sense of the Hebrew, parched ground. He has no beauty or majesty to attract us to Him. Nothing in His appearance that we should desire Him. He was despised and rejected by men. And so here the writer, that is Isaiah, speaks of the psychic assault, the relentless, unrelieved psychic assault upon the person of Jesus. man of sorrows and familiar with suffering, or in the Hebrew it reads known by grief, known by grief. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities. And in the Hebrew, the verb took up is in the cal perfect, which means that this was a completed action. He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. That is, the pain of soul, the pain of our souls. Yet we considered him stricken by God, and so he was, smitten by him, yes, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The word iniquity means evil deeds. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. And when you get an opportunity, please read Micah 7:19. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity, that is, the evil deeds of us all. Excuse me. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. So here, Isaiah has captured for us this powerful view of the person of Jesus. He cannot be pinned down by our opinions. He cannot be pinned down by our emotions. We bring our grief to him because he is Lord. My wife and I lost 2 children. And these were times of grief in our lives that we shared silently, prayerfully, and we thank God for his love that was shed abroad in our hearts. We have 6 children, and we have a number of grandchildren, and we are thankful for what God has given us. And we have blessed memories of those children that we lost, knowing in our hearts that we will see them again. And so God has a way not of taking away our pain so much as bearing our pain with us, being there for us, not coming to judge us, but comes alongside as the Parakletos, as the Comfortus, as the strong one when we have no strength. And God moved in our lives in such a way that in the midst of our sorrow, we could celebrate his presence with us. And we could be thankful. And it is very interesting that one of the babies we lost, the doctor told my wife, after we lost one particular baby, to take a rest. And then she did, and her body rested, and she needed time for spiritual recovery. then thereafter we had another baby, and this baby was called, I had no idea what a rainbow baby was, but then this little baby was born into our lives. And she didn't remove the memory of the baby we had lost, but she brought a joy and a delight into our hearts and into our lives that is there to this day. And that rainbow baby is in her early 20s, and now she has a little baby. And her little baby is a source of joy to me, because my rainbow baby has had this wonderful gift given to her. God is good. You may have a grief in your life now that you cannot name, but that has taken over your life. You feel alone. You feel imprisoned. You feel that no one understands what you're suffering. And that may very well be true. But there are those around you who love you and who want to be there for you and don't know how, and so they pray for you, as there have been those who have prayed for us, and we have prayed for others in their time of grief. But please know that you are not alone, that you are loved, that God loves you. And he has said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you, no, never, no, never, no, never. He has said, no, I can pluck you from my hand. You may feel alone and vulnerable, and so you are. Grief strips us of pride. And we come into contact with our vulnerability. And it's difficult. It's hard. But please know that God is there for you, as he was there for my wife and I. Not only through the loss of two babies, but through other situations as well. And God has made us stronger in him. We grew to rely upon his saving grace in a different way. And so he took our grief, allowed us to go through it, and shaped it, our grief, into blessings. So that we would know that whatever we have, it is from him. And so we know what it means to walk in thankfulness. There are pains in our lives that are there that have shaped us into different persons. We do not ignore them. We know they are there. We know that we are love. When I was a young minister, I went to a meeting in which there were persons who were survivors of concentration camps. This one lady had a number on her wrist, and she had the most delightful light in her. The lines of grief were around her eyes and around her mouth, but yet there was the presence of God, the light of God, the wisdom of God in her heart, because she had her grief and she had his presence. She had received Yeshua HaMashiach in her life, and he changed her, and she became his light. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you, beloved.